生父超过了百兆岁。
喂，黑羊，黑羊。
Long ago, this is what they felt like when it happened. And today, it's how we should feel too. Because what it meant for them, it means for us.
Come on, y'all. Let's give the Lord a little praise clap in here. Come on. He is risen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your phone out again. Get your phone out. We already got funky. Now we're going to send a text to someone, a loved one, a friend, maybe someone that couldn't be here, maybe someone that's battling a sickness in the hospital, and I want you to send them a text right now and say, "He is risen." We are going to celebrate today. So take a couple of seconds and go ahead and do that. Right now, turn to somebody and say, "All right, I'm sending my text." The reason why is maybe, just maybe, there is someone who could not make it today that needs to be encouraged. And your text will be the very thing, just like this video demonstrated, to help them be encouraged on this special Easter of 2021. And I cannot say it enough. We are thankful for you being back in this room. And we are thankful to the Brookshire's Grocery Arena for inviting us back. Can you give them a little love for all the trouble and all the work? Come on. Give them a little love. Come on. All right, now you should have had time to send the text. You should have had time to send the text. So now go ahead and turn your light feature on your phone. Now the reason I'm asking you to do that is because I'm fixing to go really old school on you. And I want to, back in the day when we was at the Hearst Coliseum, anybody remember that right there? Come on, George's Pond. But back in the day, we'd go see some good old rock shows, but I want you to be able to look around because we used to have lighters back in the day. Ain't no judgment. You can't see that vaping tonight, you know what I'm saying? But what you can see right now is to look around at all these different lights in this room, because we're about to see something and experience something that's going to take you back. It has been over a year since we've been in here, and there's another song, because y'all know I'm musical, that came to mind when I thought about finally being on this stage on Easter. And I have a feeling all the old school people in here, the rock and roll people, say, "That's what I'm talking about." So when you hear this song, listen to the words and let it sway like we did back in the 80s. Are you ready? This is it. Roll it, Cinderella. Come on, baby. Let it sway. Come on. Let it sway. Let it sway. Talking about. Come on, give yourselves a little love. How many can agree with the words of that song? You don't know what it's like until it's gone, baby. You just got to know that we are so thankful to have you back, and it means the world to us that you would celebrate this Easter. So, without any more talk, I'm going to let you know what we're going to do today. By the time you leave, you're going to be encouraged. We're going old school. We're going to laugh a little bit. You might even cry a little bit. But our main goal is to point you to the resurrection of our Savior, to give you hope to fight whatever's going on outside the walls of this building, because we know that's not easy. So the reason that we are thankful that you're here is because we know that many of you need encouragement, so that you'd give us a little of time. I'm telling you again, on behalf of all the crew, all the people taking care of babies, all the setup, the teardown, everybody, we say thanks for coming, because it means the world to us that you are here. But we need your help, so I need to know, are you with me so far? Let me hear you. Come on. So here's what I need your help on. We're going to have a little fun. There are some things that happen in life called earworms
They get in your head and you cannot get them out of your head. Many times it is a song. And I will prove to you the power of these earworm songs. All I'll do is say the first phrase and I will bet you can complete the second part of this. This is an old school song and I think you'll recognize it. When I say this, it's fun to stay at the... See how I already know the way you are? And now let's go ahead and have a little fun with it. That's an earworm from the 70s, baby. Roll it. Let's have some fun. Come on, show me the motions. I can't see you. Come on. Then you clap like that. Come on. That's it. Come on, this side. Come on, give yourselves a round of applause. Good job. You notice all I had to do is give you the first words, and boom, you were right there. So here's the second one, all right? This is a little bit more updated, all right? All I got to do is just say this one phrase, and you'll know exactly what to do. You ready? Who let the dogs out? That's all I need to say. Sound like y'all kind of tired out at the end, but let's watch it. Here we go. Men in Black, roll it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
What?
Come on, man. Y'all know those earworms. They get in your head. You cannot get them out of your head. But this last song, this is for the old people in the room. All right, where my old people at? Come on. Thank y'all, old people. I know that took a lot of breath just to get that out, so I am so proud of you, all right? But this one right here, this is the way we did it back in 1981 at the Astrodome. Y'all remember the Astrodome, all right? This right here needs no introduction. This is just the way I grew up. In a year like 2020, this song fit perfectly because let me tell you something. Maybe you need a reminder today. Ready? Steve Perry, talk to me.
Don't stop. Hold on each step to your feeling. Stay like believer. Don't stop.
Come on, old people, where y'all at? He had that little leopard skin on or whatever that is, son. That's just next level right there. But that's the way I grew up, man. You get a song in your head and it just stays there and stays there and stays there. Well, now that my kids are older, I can remember them as a child playing a movie. And in the movie, there would be soundtracks. And when they would play these movies, things would get stuck in your head. And you'd go, oh my gosh, I cannot get this song out of my head. Well, it is true for all of you in here, whether it's your grandkids or maybe your own children. This movie came out. And when this movie came out, I'm telling you, man, it stuck in my head. Now, let me give you really good news. I'll only give you 12 seconds of it because you might just try to jump out of the balcony if it goes any longer, all right? So I'm trying to protect you, but here's 12 seconds of your kid's movie, and trust me, it's brutal. Listen.
Everything is awesome.
If you don't know anything about this, it came from this movie right here. It's called The Lego Movie. And the whole idea was everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. And truthfully, if I'm going to give you the full disclosure, in 2020, we were thinking about what theme could we have for Easter. So this was right before the pandemic wiped everything out. We had pulled together. We had brainstormed. We'd come up with everything. We were like, man, let's call it the Lego Easter. We'll kind of have a little big fun with that. We'll have Legos and we'll use the theme song, Everything is Awesome, and drive everybody nuts. But it will be this idea that Jesus is awesome, the resurrection is awesome, and everything is awesome. And then 2020 happened. Can I get an oh me out there on that, all right? We didn't even get to have Easter. So we were sitting around going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that in a year of planning to talk about everything is awesome, the direct opposite happened. Because when you looked on the news, you looked at your phone, you saw images like this, not a smiling action figure from Lego. No, you saw 17 million more Americans facing hunger. You saw your restaurants closing down. You saw social distancing and taking temperatures and a lot of heartache and pain. Doctors and nurses risking their lives for us, all the first responders. Can we give some love to nurses, doctors, first responders in the house? Come on. They were out there risking it. Our school shut down. Can we get some love for teachers and all the love? Probably, trust me, y'all need to let that know. We saw separation from our loved ones, man, and it was a tough, tough year. So as we're going through all that, I'm like, man, that movie and that whole idea, I'm not sure it's totally accurate. Everything is awesome. Sometimes it's tough. And then Lego came out with a new movie and a new song. And this is no joke. We didn't make this up. This is legitimate. And it was pre-pandemic still. They actually had this song. Now, I didn't know because I was telling all the staff. I was like, man, how are we going to do Everything is Awesome when it's not awesome? And Evan, I think, who has the smallest kids, go, ooh, they had another movie come out. And I was like, what's that? It was like Lego Part 2. And I'm like, well, what's the song? Well, you probably don't know like I am if you're old, but here it is. I think it fits. 2020. Watch.
Everything's not awesome.
Wait, what?
Can I get an amen?
Right.
Everything's not cool.
I am so depressed.
Everything's not awesome.
Preach, brother.
I think I finally get Radiohead.
Bro, you should check out Elliot Smith.
What's the point? There's no hope. Awesomeness was a pie.
Guys, come on.
My spirits be at the bottom of the sea.
Love's not real. I just wanna eat carbs past the ice cream.
I'm not a thing you can just use to fill emotional voids with.
Stop. Everyone, okay, just listen. Everything's not awesome.
Yeah, we know.
Excuse me, I make my ice cream sandwich.
Anybody get an ice cream sandwich out front? It helped a little, didn't it? Can it give Spud some love for giving us some ice cream out there to get through 2020? Mine's getting a little soft. What all I could think about was, I've eaten my share and gained a little weight in 2020. Am I alone in that, or do I have somebody out there that can give me a little love out there, huh? Well, because you know that in the middle of that pandemic, why this is so funny and why it fits is because when you're depressed, we eat too much. Some people, we drink too much. We go through a lot of stuff that we don't need to be doing, and we're going, my gosh, how am I going to get through this? And as I walked through that time, I kept thinking about this moment. I thought, sooner or later, we will gather again. Sooner or later, there will be ice cream out front. There'll be an egg hunt. We'll be able to have some fun in this building. But this is the thing. Today is a reminder for everyone in here. And I want you to take out your phone again and make this note. Because when you leave, you'll forget this. You'll forget all about what I talked about. You'll get eating at Nanny's and enjoying that, which I want you to do. But maybe in a week or maybe in a month, when things kind of start getting a little sideways again, you'll need to remember this truth. You ready? I had to learn the lesson in 2020 to celebrate any victory, even the small victories. Can I get an amen somewhere this morning? Come on. Now you go, Justin, explain yourself. Well, I'm going to put an image on the screen so that you can understand what I mean, small victories. Do you remember when we came out of the pandemic and we were finally able to eat at a restaurant? Can I get an amen for restaurants opening? Come on, y'all. Yes. Can you remember when you finally got them kids off virtual learning and sent them back to school? Can I get an amen? That wasn't a small victory, that was a big one, but you know what I'm saying. Then finally, can you remember when you finally got back to church and you got a donut when you were able to gather back at church? Come on, y'all, come on. Small victories. And then you remember we had snowpocalypse here just not too long ago. Everybody was iced in and the water was turned off and everything was going on. And a small victory that I celebrated is when that shower came back on and I got a hot shower. Can I get an amen from somebody else out there? Amen. So now you say, well, what else do you think when you think smaller and a victory? And I was talking to Dyson, one of my friends. He was here working with the paramedics and the fire department. And we were sitting out here, and nobody was in here. It was before the thing got started. And I told him, look, it'll be a smaller crowd. Y'all realize we've had 10,000 people here before, right, on Easter, which is crazy. And I was looking at all the countdown videos. We'll put those online so you can see over the years what that looked like. And some of the talk, including from me, was, well, it just won't be as many people. It may not feel the same. But this is what God spoke to me, even in the message as I'm creating it. Let's celebrate who's here, all right, not who's missing. Can I get an amen somewhere on that? Although it's a smaller crowd, let's just put this on the screen for you. Celebrate the fact that it's not about the small victory. I mean, not about the large victory, it's about the small victories, but it's not about what's missing. It is about who is here. Put that screen up there for them so that you can write this down as well. Thank him for that. Because my tendency is to think about what's not here. And man, it's just so difficult. And I don't know if it'll ever be the same. And are we ever going to be able to do this or that? And many of you in this room went through some very difficult things, just like many of my friends. And I want you to know that this is it. Thanking Him for what you have, not what is missing, is a great reminder for all of us. And I realize that in this room, there are loved ones that are not with us this Easter. And that is difficult. I realize that when you walked in this room, there are some people that do not have, again, family members or friends that you had in 2020 and prior to 2020. I also realize there's people that have lost money. They don't have as many jobs that they used to have. There's a lot of things that's missing. But what I have thought about and what I have been working on personally is celebrate the people that I do have. Celebrate the resources that I do have. Celebrate what God has done and how He's blessed me, as opposed to focusing on what is missing or what I've lost. And I know that's not easy, and that's why I'm thankful you're here today, because as we look at Scripture, you will see over and over again that Jesus was great at this. He was able to prove to each and every person, man, it is about the small things. And it is about not what is missing, but it's about what you have. And when you get that thing, whatever that is, man, if it's a meal, if it's a little bit of money, if it's your loved ones gathering this afternoon, thank Him for what you have, not what is missing. Matthew 14:19, a great illustration is this right here. You might remember this is when there was a crowd of 5,000 people gathering. The disciples came to Him and said, hey, how are we going to feed all these people? And one little boy brought up his small lunch and handed it to Jesus. And it was 5 loaves and 2 fish. And you would have thought He'd have said, man, this ain't going to do it. We ain't got enough. Because you, if you think about what's missing, you forget what you have in your hand. But Jesus reminds us, what did He do? He looked into the sky and He thanked God for the food. See, this is the challenge. Thank Him for what you have, not for what is missing. Go, all right, God, I got this moment. I got this crowd. I've got my family. I've got my friends. I've got this job. I have an ice cream sandwich. I've got whatever it is that brings joy to you. Go, man, I've got to focus on what I have and thank God for it. Because when you do, He blesses it and He does more with it than you could ever possibly imagine. Because Matthew 14:20 continues when it tells us that everyone ate until they were, what's that word, church? Come on. Full. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 people, everybody, after Jesus blessed it, after He thanked God for what He had, not what was missing, it became more than enough. And matter of fact, they all had leftovers, 12 baskets of leftovers. Everybody got a to-go box when they were leaving. Think about that. When you ask God to bless it, when you get your mind right, when you focus on the right things, not on what's wrong, but when you focus on what's right, you can begin to see God do things that we cannot do on our own. And let me remind you of this, because this is a reminder to me. God never wastes anything. He never wastes the pain that you go through, the circumstantial stuff that's throwing you off. He has a purpose in the pain. I see some of my friends down here. I can think of them in their circumstance situations. A guy like Rick, who's been in the hospital time after time. I looked at him and thought he was gone. But all of a sudden, man, God restores his health. He comes back, and I'm sitting here going, Rick. And Rick will tell you, I got a different perspective. When you get that close to death, man, it changes the way you see things. It changes the way you look at things, because you're thankful for what you got, not what's missing. And this is the challenge for every one of us in this room. Get our minds right. Understand that when we go to God and say, God, bless this. God, help us with this. God, I'm thankful for this. He says, man, I will give you life to the fullest. I will fill you up. John 10:10 promises that. I came so that everyone would have life and life to the fullest, just like those stomachs on that day when they were hungry. God blessed it. 5 loaves and 2 fish fed everyone to their fullest. So let me ask you the question that I have to ask myself, and I am still working through. I wish I could say, man, this pastor's got it figured out. I got it all together, and I'm ready. I don't. This next question is one I have to ask myself every day. This is your question. What in the world is your life full of this Easter? Are you finding yourself still complaining about government issues? Don't look at nobody. Just look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. Are you still complaining about that you had to wear a mask when you walk in? Don't look around. Just look straight ahead, y'all. Look straight ahead. Do you find yourself complaining about the job that you have, the wife that you have? Now, definitely look ahead. Do not look around, all right? Or you celebrate in what God's given you. The freedom that we have to be in this great country. For the record, you are in the greatest country in the world, regardless of who's in the White House. Can I get an amen somewhere? And if you don't believe that, go out of the country. We'll be going to Lebanon in just a few weeks, and I promise you, around the world, everyone wants to be in here. So what do we as Americans do? We find ourselves complaining, or do we celebrate the fact that God allowed us to be born in the greatest place in all of the world? It's the same thing in your family or your friends or your job or your circumstances. Do you find yourself complaining over and over again? Or are you going, man, let me find something to celebrate. Let me find some way to get my mind right. So if you want to know about why we come out here and dance and have a good time and act a fool at times, it's because we know that Jesus blessed us with freedom and joy, and we can't hold that back because we're excited and we want to celebrate who he is. Can somebody say amen? So here's the challenge. It's one thing on this stage. It's a whole nother thing when you get in the real world. Because we know that we've all lost a lot. I have dear friends. Phyllis texted me this morning. I think of Tiffany and all of them and their families. It's been a dark year. We had loved ones that passed away. Some due to COVID. Some due to heart attacks and everything in between. Cancer. I got a friend right now in Houston battling. Steve, we're praying for you. I know, Charlotte, we got your back. Jason, Gail, you're in the room. I know it's been dark. I know it's difficult, but here's what I'm learning. Are you ready? Complaining doesn't get God's attention. Thanking him does. So when you come together, when you wake up, look in the mirror and go, God, thank you for another day. When you wake up and you're able to walk, thank you, God, that I can walk. When you get one last conversation with your dad, you thank him for that. When you have a spouse or kids or your health, thank him. And this is the thing. When you do, God begins to stir things up inside of you and get your head right. And what I unfortunately see in the church many times is complaining and arguing and divisiveness and pointing the fingers and fighting. And I'm going, man, that is not the hope of Christ. We, as believers, have to get our head right and go, God, we got a lot to be thankful for. And we want to pause and reflect on that. As my associate pastor is about to tell you in this next video, his name is Steve Hartman. Now, I don't know if y'all know him. Really, he's on CBS News. But I call him my associate pastor. Do you know why? It's because he will take something that I'm talking through and working through and give you a real-life illustration of exactly what I'm trying to explain to you. So the scripture becomes alive because you need to see it in the real world. You can hear about it. You can read about it. But what the world needs to see is us living it out. And Steve Hartman has a gift to pull you in, and he's trying to teach his kids about gratitude. I showed this past Thanksgiving, and I think it's still appropriate this Easter because I'm asking you the same question we asked many, many months ago in the middle of the pandemic. Are we finding ourselves complaining, or are we finding ourselves celebrating what God has done? Because today, there's another lesson for my associate pastor. I think we need it. Steve, take it away.
What can we possibly be thankful for in 2020?
When I posed that question to my kids, I got crickets.
Well, instead of saying what we're thankful for, we could say what was hard for us.
We definitely could. But before giving up on Thanksgiving completely, I had a hunch that hope for this holiday might lie here at People's Place, a thrift store and food pantry in Kingston, New York. Like most food pantries in America, People's Place has seen a huge increase in need.
Right now, I'm definitely struggling.
I lost my job.
It's been rough for everybody, you know.
And yet, if you ask folks here if they have anything to be grateful for this Thanksgiving, you'll get a surprising wealth of words.
I'm grateful. Be alive and breathing on your own is the best.
My arms work, my legs work. I can walk.
I'm not living out on the streets. I have a roof over my head.
I'm grateful that we still have what we have.
I'm grateful for being alive.
This is Gabriel. Like the angel, wouldn't give me a last name, just a revelation.
Pay close attention to what this guy has to say and how he's going to spend his Thanksgiving.
I'm going to have an amazing Thanksgiving all by myself. I will sit on the park bench and I will think about the great Thanksgivings that I've had in my life and be thankful for them. One bad Thanksgiving out of 63 amazing Thanksgivings, that's pretty good odds. Maybe we should be a little more thankful for what we do have than constantly be complaining about what we don't have.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's right.
I think he's really right.
Some people have lost so much, yet so many I spoke to kept at least an attitude of gratitude, as if thankfulness was sustenance.
If these people just found something to be thankful for, I mean, it seems like there's no way not to.
Revelation
received.
Mm-hmm. Steve Hartman, on the road in Kingston, New York.
Can you give a little love to my associate pastor, Mr. Steve Hartman? Let me tell you, we'll put a little statement on the screen, a question. Are you ready? What good can I celebrate today? Make it personal. I can tell you what I can celebrate. I can celebrate my friends from Nashville coming in to set all of this stuff up, because without them, you don't get to see it or hear it. All of the crew, all of the sound guys, all of the technicians that make it happen. Can you give them a round of applause and let them know how thankful you are? Thank all of you for doing it. I can thank him for the Brookshire's Grocery Arena and their entire staff, because without them, we cannot do it. I can thank him for you coming in. I can thank you for the child care workers. I can thank you for the people who set up and tear down. I can be thankful for so many different things. I can be thankful that although I am not 175 pounds like I was about 20 years ago, I can still button my jeans this morning. Can I get an amen? And in case you need something to be thankful for, I'm going to go ahead and let you know there's 7 brilliant ways to stretch the waist of your jeans. That's because you're going to nannies and you might need that today, all right? I am also thankful for my beautiful kids, my family. Although I am not a perfect parent, I know I hadn't killed them yet. Can I get an amen on that? That's what I'm thankful for. So then I put this up. I found this meme and I thought, this is perfect. If you leave me alone with these kids, this is for grandparents, parents, you know how it is. I will find you and I will kill you, all right? Because there is a breaking point where many times we're like, I don't know if I can take it anymore. I don't know if I can take it anymore. But to be honest, if we pause in that moment, that is so brief in time. So grandkids and kids, you're like, God, thank you for the gift of this moment. And I hear you, Justin. I know what you're saying, but I'm still struggling, brother. I'm discouraged. It's dark in my life. And I know you're laughing and having a good time, but I'm going through a hard time. Let me tell you something. This is another encouragement. Are you ready? Jesus is not done with you or your situation. Now you go, Justin, how do you know that? Because I have seen it and I have read about it and I have experienced it. When the disciples were going through the darkest time in all of history, when their Savior, Jesus, was on the cross, it said in Mark 15, at noon, in the middle of the day, the whole country became what? Dark. So all of a sudden, what'd they do? Like, oh, well, he's gonna overcome the grave. He'll come back. No, Mark 14, 50 says that all, not some, all of Jesus' disciples ran and left him. Why? Because they were freaking out. It was dark. They were discouraged. They were seeing their king, their Savior, hang on the cross, and they thought it was over. But here's the challenge for you and for me. If you're in the dark, if you are discouraged, remember this today. The reason we gathered is because the empty tomb changed everything for them and for us. Can I get an amen? Come on, y'all. That moment changed everything. You go, what do you mean? Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, which I think is so good in the scripture, Mary went to the tomb. It was dark. They didn't know there was going to be any hope. But all of a sudden, she saw that the large stone was moved away. Let me tell you something. You got large stuff in your life. It could be a financial thing, a relationship thing. It could be a health thing. That stone is blocking everything. But we have a God who moves stones and makes a way where there seems no way. Can I get a witness, Rick? I said, this is why I'm telling you, when you think you're done, when you think there is no hope, this is what happens. She saw the large stone moved away. Jesus was not there. He has risen from death. Can somebody say amen on that? Then they remembered what Jesus said. You know what Easter's about? It's a chance for you to remember. It's a chance for me to remember. It's a chance for all of us to come in the middle of the darkness we've gone through. You may still be experiencing to remember that we serve a God who has power over the grave. The empty tomb is worth celebrating because it reminds us I can get through another day. Easter is worth celebrating because it is a reminder of the hope that we have. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. And if you're in this room and you're going through a divorce, you're in this room and you have lost a loved one, you're in this room and you're battling job loss and depression, today is a new day because the tomb is empty. We have a Savior that can give you what you need to get through what you're going through. Can I get an amen somewhere? And this is the proof in John chapter 11. Don't just take my word for it. Look at the one who overcame the grave himself. In John chapter 11, it says, you don't have to wait for the end. Well, one day, brother, in the sweet by and by, I'll be in heaven and things will be a whole lot better. No, he says, you don't have to wait till the end. I am, Jesus said. What's that right there? Right now. All I need is a Van Halen keyboard right there. Right now, resurrection and life. Jesus said, not someday, not in the future. One day things are going to get better. Right now, the resurrection and the life is available because of who Jesus says and what he's all about. Okay, Justin, I hear you, but honestly, I just feel trapped. I feel wrapped up. Maybe all the things that happened in 2020, it just got me just bound up. Well, it reminded me of another story of Lazarus who was wrapped up, who was dead, and they were mad about it. The friend said, where were you, Jesus? Why didn't you save him? Why didn't you come help us? Where have you been? Because if you look at that story in John chapter 11, Jesus was delayed. He did not get there on time. And I thought of everybody in this room. How many of you thought, man, Jesus didn't come through for me? I didn't get my money on time. I didn't get my job. I don't have my health. That's exactly the way they felt. And when Jesus saw their pain, he cried. And then he didn't just cry. What I love about Jesus, he solves problems that we can't solve. Because he said the next thing that changed their circumstance. He said, Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And when he came out as a cadaver wrapped from head to toe. You go, Justin, what does that look like? Well, here's what it looks like right here. That's where our toilet paper went in 2020, you spoiled kid. Anyway, I'm just kidding, moving back. And then Jesus told him the next thing. He said, unwrap Lazarus and let him loose. You mean tell you why you're here today? It's because you could not unloosen yourself. You could not unwrap yourself. You needed a reminder that Jesus is the one who does that. You also need a reminder that Jesus could have had every one of those linens fall straight off of Lazarus' body, but he told his friends, go help him, unwrap him. This is why you're in the room. It's because when you see other people, you realize you're not alone. When you help each other to unwrap the circumstances and the situations that are going on, it changes things. So today, remember who he is. Thank God. Celebrate. Let us loose all this junk that we've been going through over the past year. And together, let's worship and celebrate the power of the resurrection that's available right now. Can I get one more amen on you? Come on. 1 Corinthians 6:14. God has raised the Lord, and he will raise us through his power. Now you go, Justin, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through it? You ain't going to be able to do it on your own. You've already known what that's been like. It's been pretty miserable. But what I have learned and what I am continuing to do and strive for every day is go, Jesus, I need you. Man, I don't church. It helps, and I need to see people in church, but I need a relationship with you. And so when I tell you that right now you need Jesus like I did, I promise you, this is a prayer that works. Not because it's magic, not because it's a certain formula. It goes something just like this. Would you pray with me? Jesus, I know that you overcame the grave, but I need your help overcoming this life. Man, I'm so depressed. I'm so frustrated. I'm so angry. Man, I find myself complaining way more than celebrating. And Jesus, my only hope is for you to come in and change me. And when I can admit that I've made mistakes, when I confess that I believe that you went to the cross for me and you shed your blood for me, and when I put my faith and my trust in you, not in church, not a denomination, not some movement, but in the person of Jesus Christ, God, you begin to change my life. And that's a daily, minute by minute, hour by hour decision. So I pray, God, that somebody in this room would do that. They don't have to walk an aisle. They don't have to sign a card, God, because the Holy Spirit moves on them right where they're at. What they need to know is that this church, as imperfect as we are, as messed up, as jacked up as we are, we're going to be here to remind them of the power that is found in you. That you not only raise Lazarus, you not only overcame the grave yourself, you give us the power to overcome what we're going through right now. So we commit our life to you, Jesus, and we're going to follow you. Help us to be a celebration kind of church, a celebration person, as opposed to someone wrapped up in complaining. We need you now, Jesus. Come in and change my life. In Jesus' name, can I get an amen somewhere? If you prayed that prayer, I want you to text me. I want you to email me. I want you to let me know, because this is how we're going to end today. With the moment you've been waiting for, with the moment you've been needing, because throughout this entire couple of weeks, we've been talking about this Lego brick that many of you see already are lined up on the floor. Many of you have already bought your Lego bricks, and the purpose of buying those bricks was to do one thing, is to help people rebuild their lives locally, nationally, and globally. And how we did that is by you celebrating and remembering your loved one, celebrating and remember the ones that, again, had given life to you or they have sacrificed for you. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to ask you to take the brick that you have purchased, that $10 donation. We will take none of that money. You're going to see a video playing behind the song once it gets going, and you will see that it's about providing water. It's about providing hope. It's about going to Lebanon. It's about helping kids battling cancer. It's about helping people in this community, from feeding doctors and nurses to helping first responders, to do whatever we can to rebuild lives in this community. But when it happens, it is because of the power of the resurrection we have hope today. So if you are here going, man, I need it today, sit back, relax, listen to the words. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and encourage you. There's a video to set it up. Watch the video, and after the video, as soon as the song begins, begin to pass your brick to the middle aisles. They will take them. They will begin to build this wall. Father, use this moment to glorify you. Help us to remember you are risen, and we can rise too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.